Good morning. Anybody get a really good view of that fire yesterday?
I was on a roof about 4 blocks.
Mickey, a roof 4 blocks away. Anyway, it dominated the news cycle. They broke into the Olympics several times to talk about the tire fire. Glad no one seems to be involved in that as far as being injured. You know, that's a great, great blessing. But black, but rubber can sure burn black, can't it? I want to talk with you about an issue that's hard for every one of us. There is not one person in here, including me, that can get out from underneath this one. Okay? So that old thing about there's three pointing back at you when you're pointing one, somebody else, you know, this, it applies. Every one of us has things in our lives that need to change. Because we're not done yet. Not one of us is perfect. Not one of us can say that there is not something that at any point in any given day that we wouldn't wish that we didn't do that, or we didn't have that habit, or we didn't think those thoughts, or we didn't say that, whatever. So I want to talk about that today. But I want to begin where the world is, not where we ought to be. So enjoy the commercial.
You know, people keep complaining to me, Mac, I need help, but I don't know where to go to get it when I need it. I'd like to be able to help myself when I need help. What should I do? So I thought I'd check out the self-help section at the library, but I couldn't find anything to help me help myself actually help myself. Sure, there are a lot of great self-help books in here, but nothing that can teach me how to truly help myself when I need help the most. Until now, introducing the first ever Help Self self-help book for helping yourself help yourself. A self-help book that helps you learn how to help yourself while helping you help yourself at the same time. Self-help has never been so helpful! Now with my new book, the Help Self self-help book for helping yourself help yourself, you can do it for yourself, by yourself! Just listen to these testimonials!
I have lived alone for 33 years, and with no one here to help me whenever I needed help, I had no hope for help whatsoever. I was hopeless and helpless. But thanks to the Help Self self-help book for helping yourself help yourself, I'm happy. If I ever need help, I know just what to do to help myself help myself.
I'm a business-savvy businessman. I don't need any help from anyone. My secret for being so good at helping myself help myself when I actually find myself in need of help? I'll never tell. Hey, thanks, Help Self self-help book for helping yourself help yourself.
Now it's your turn to find out for yourself how you can learn how to help yourself by yourself. And the best part, it's free! Wee-hee! It's the all-new Help Self self-help book for helping yourself help yourself by me, Matt Pesco. Call today!
The Help Self self-help book for helping yourself help yourself is available only as a part of this special TV offer. And it's free. Just send $39.95 to the address on your screen and you'll receive your free copy of Matt Pesco's new book. It's the only self-help book you'll ever need because it's the only self-help book that actually teaches you how to help yourself when you need help with help for yourself by yourself. The Help Self self-help book for helping yourself help yourself is not sold in stores. Order yours today.
Ah! I've fallen and I can't get help! Help Self self-help book for helping yourself help yourself. Help!
You won't see that on commercials every day. The world says do it yourself. The world says you don't need to change. You are who you are, and it's just who you are. In fact, the world will tell you it's those little problems that just help endear you to other people. So we're going to talk about something that's been quite popular in the last 6 or 7 years, and that's that little word, change. And then today I'm going to take somewhat of a different approach. I hope several of you have Bibles, because you're going to work today. We're going to take sort of an inductive approach, and you're going to have to work together, and you're going to have to find the answers today for yourself. Guess where you're going to find the answers? The anti-self-help, help yourself, self-help book, okay, is where you're going to find the help, okay? So here's what I'm going to ask you to do in just a moment. The question is, how do we make real, lasting, necessary changes in ourselves and our behaviors? How do we really affect lasting change in ourselves, in our behaviors? Because the world's going to tell you, number one, you can't. Number two, just send me $39.95 and it'll all go away. Or it'll tell you, I can change it for you. You don't have to do anything. Whew. Presto change-o. You know where the words hocus-pocus come from? Y'all know? I mean, what do we use those words with? You know? Magic. Okay? You don't know where those words come from? If you don't learn anything else today from me, this is what you learn. They used to do mass in Latin. When they prayed in Latin over the elements that Catholics believe actually become the body and blood of Jesus, the Latin words are hoc est, hoc est. Hocus pocus. That's free. All right, so here's how we're going to do this inductive Bible workshop today on the subject of change. I'm going to let you get in groups around a couple of Bibles. And there's things that I want each group to deal with. Focus on one, and then you're going to help bring to us what you've learned. Okay? So John, flip it there. Each line is an aspect that we need to talk about when it comes to change. You have to go hunt. You have to learn on your own. Where do you see it in the Bible where it says that God is in whatever change happens in us? Where do you see in the Bible where we have to perceive our need for change, for change to happen? Where in the Bible do you see that we need to submit to God in order for change to happen? Where do you see in the Bible where we have to agree with the change that God wants in our lives, and then we have to seek it? Where do you see in the Bible that we have to cooperate with the change that God wants to bring about in our lives? Which is one of those things that we have to understand from the beginning. Is God going to force you to change? He will lovingly dog you till you do desire to do all these things. But He is never going to make us. That's not His way. He wants us to choose. And then last, where in the Bible do you see that we have to maintain what He gives us, the change that He brings? So you're looking for content in the Bible, whether it's in Old Testament, New Testament, whether it's in the books of wisdom, books of history, whether it's in the prophets, whether it's in the New Testament, in the Gospels, the letters of Paul, or the general epistles, wherever you find the content, your group is going to pick one of these, and I'm going to may have to assign to make sure we cover the gamut. Okay. So what I'm going to ask you to do is, when I say one, two, three, shuffle. No. You need to get together in groups. We got one, two, three, four, five, six. We need at least six groups. We may have more groups, and if we do, then we'll double up on a couple of these. Okay? So I will close my eyes, turn around, and when I turn back around, you'll be in six or more groups around the Bible. Hocus pocus. All right. One, two, three, I'm turning around. All right, I think I've got eight groups. Okay? Russell, are you guys in your own group and they're in their group? Okay, all right. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes. And we'll 9 if we count. Sean and Artie up there. Okay. They could. All right. This group is going to find evidence in the Bible that God is in the process of change when we need to see change in our lives. It's God in it. Anything that proves that God's in it. All right. Russell, your group. That we have to perceive change, perceive the need to change, find something in the Bible, whether it's story or anything else, that proves that we need to perceive change and need to change. We've got to perceive it and need it. Okay? Group number 3, we submit. Anything, Pat, Joe, your group, anything in the Bible that you can use to explain and prove that we need to submit in order for change to take place. Jason, your group is we agree with it and seek it. Anything in the Bible that shows for change to happen, we have to agree with it and seek it. Julie, that's right. Julie, your group is we cooperate. We have to cooperate with change. We have to cooperate with the change that God brings. This group, that we have to maintain the change that God brings. Okay? We have to maintain it. You're number one. You go back to God's in it. Okay? Oh, you're in their group? Okay, you can. Then it's just 7 groups. Okay, then you're in their group. That's fine. So you're all maintained. Now, you have to talk about it. You can have more than one example, but you need to have at least one example. So you're back to number one. I'll get there. You're going to go back to number one. God's in it. Okay, God's in it. God's going to be. So you're back to number one. And you guys are number two. We perceive the need to change. At least one. But, if you can find more than one, great. But at least one. Okay, we need to start reporting. So hopefully you've found an example, something that you can say that would be in line with what our statements are. So we're going to start out with the groups that did number one. God is in it. Ms. Lane in your group, what did you all find? Okay, so God's in change. And changing those habits. Okay? All right? Other group doing number one. Oh, I'm going to let him do it in a minute. This is other group doing number one. There's two groups that were doing number one. Yes. All right? So, here you go.
Well, the book of Jonah talked about how Jonah was running from the Lord. God is in it because God made him.
Okay.
In order for it to change, they had to do what God said. Otherwise, the storm would be.
Okay. And who else changed? In the story. The Ninevites changed, right? And who set it all in motion? God was in the middle of the change, right? He was in the middle of Jonah's change. He was in the middle of the Ninevites' change. And now Jonah still didn't change all the way where we think he should have, right? He should have said, I saved the whole city because I preached destruction. Anyway, but no, he wasn't happy with that. So he did change because he did go, but he didn't change maybe as much as we would like. Okay, Russell, all right? Your group, number two, we perceive the need to change. Okay, we perceive the need to change. Come to him like little children, need to change, become like little children. Okay, there's that example. John, what did you all come up with for number two? Zacchaeus? Did he say? Okay. All right. Who was it? Who was it that said, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man? Who told Jesus that? Depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. Peter? See, sometimes I remember words. I don't exactly remember everything. All right, number three. Very good. Smack dab on target. Yes, it is. Right, right. Okay. Group four, agree with it and seek it? Okay. From now on, you'll be fishing for men instead of fishing for fish. All right? They did. They agree with it. Okay. Send them to Damascus. Got to go see Ananias. Do what Ananias tells you to do. Yeah. All right. Yes. Right. Right. Which falls in line with the submission. You've got to be submitted before you're going to do that, right? Right. We cooperate. Okay. Cooperation. Maintain. Joshua 1:8. Meditate on this. On this day and night. What's a passage in New Testament that sounds just like that? Romans 12:2. Right? All right. Now, we have not exhausted the possibility. In 15 minutes, we found truth about each one of these things. And the reality is, there's not one of us who, number one, who can change without the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, we can say we want to change, but we're not changing the fundamentals. The fundamental us has to change. Our heart has to change. And you know, a heart is a metaphor because it's not really our heart. It's our soul, our spirit, something fundamental has to change in us. And we can't do it. Because as soon as we can exhibit willpower for only so long. Right? We need more than willpower. But we have to have willpower. The two work together. But real lasting change does not happen without the power of God. But we still, when God reveals to us the gap between His holiness and righteousness and our lack of or shortcomings in righteousness and holiness, we've got to perceive the change. That's a gift, to be able to see the change. It hurts, but it's a gift. Because you don't want to be different unless you experience the hurt of the difference. Do you understand what I'm saying? We don't get it till we understand the difference. Then we choose to submit to God so that He can do the work that He wants to do to change us. We agree with it and we seek it. We choose it every day. Or we don't choose it every day. If we want change, we choose it. We cooperate. The things that go along with that change, we have to cooperate with all along the way. And lastly, we maintain it through doing that cooperation. We don't have to stay miserable. We don't have to make excuses. We can change. It takes a child or a teenager. They haven't come to the understanding yet that if they let God and submit themselves to God, that they can be different. They think that it's impossible to change. But you and I are not in that dispensation in our lives. We have had experience. We have seen God do things in people that was change. And they had to do all these things, whether they knew it or not. They didn't have to know all these things. They did them. They cooperated. They're in it. Right? And some of them are us. I am not the same person I was when I was 18 years old. I'm not the same person I was when I was 35. Certain things are the same, but I have changed. I'm different. The problem is, sometimes our need for change is urgent. God shows us there's a huge gap between what He wants us to be and where we are, and the change is urgent. Okay? Sometimes, and we feel it, and we desire it, and we let God work in us. Then sometimes we see the need to change, but the process is a process. And it's a daily doing these things. Now the truth is, we have to do these things daily anyway, but sometimes the onset of the change is quicker. Sometimes the change takes place to where in 15 years all of a sudden we realize, wow, I've changed. And it was a good thing. But it always starts in the same way. It always happens with God. It's always Him showing us the gap, and then it's us presenting ourselves to Him. If you look in Romans chapter 6, there's some characteristics and some principles that you may want to kind of look at for the future. It's Paul's little discussion about how he's not going to do what his body and flesh wants him to do. He knows what to do, but he can't do it. What that is his realization that he needs change. And it's got to start inside of him. And that's a good place for every one of us to be. Are you willing for God to say, by the way, Rick, today, it's your turn to learn the lesson. Here's where you are. Here's where I want you to be. There's a gap. You willing to change? Yes or no? He can work with me if I say yes. Not to say that I don't belong to Him, but I fall short. And I can do that willfully, or I can say, I want to change, and I can submit myself to Him. Does all that make sense? Talking about it is a whole lot easier. But there's not many people talking about that, is there? Shazam. You're all different. No. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we belong to You. You have bought us with a price. You died on the cross that we could have freedom, that we could have a life that was Your life. Lord, we fall short. And I pray, Lord, that You would show us every day what we need to submit to You, how we need to submit to You, how we need to cooperate with the change You want to bring in our life, and that we would not choose to remain where we are when You show us the gap. Grant us that grace in Jesus' name.